We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel for Thanksgiving Day, as we thank God for all the spiritual, physical blessings of this life, is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning verse 25. Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, today on this Thanksgiving Day, you challenge us again to be thankful in anything and everything you have so graciously bestowed upon each and every one of us during the past year. Father, we have come here as your people to thank you for all of the gifts and the blessings you have bestowed upon us. We say with the psalmist, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever." Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today on this Thanksgiving Day is taken from the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. "Praise the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever." This is the word of our Lord. Come, you thankful people, come. That is the wonderful message and proclamation on this Thanksgiving Day as we once again celebrate with joy and praise and thanksgiving God's spiritual gifts to us, as well as God's physical blessings to us, which he has so richly bestowed upon each and every one of us, even though sometimes we just take it for granted as his dear children. There's no question about the fact that we have come here today to worship him, to praise him as a thankful people. The words of the psalmist in our text for today, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever." Yes, at Thanksgiving, we are always reminded as Christians to thank God for everything he has given us so graciously out of His great love and mercy and kindness and goodness and compassion. The words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, in the short explanation of the first article of the Apostles' Creed, where Luther says, I believe that God has given me my body and soul, eyes and ears and all my members, also clothing and food, meat and drink, home and house, wife and children, that He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and this life. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, are we always thankful to God in everything? Are we thankful when suddenly things don't go our way? Have you ever thought about that? When we do experience disappointments and trials and tribulations and adversity in life. When someone in our family is ill at home or in the hospital. Or when someone we loved so very dearly has suddenly died. Are we then thankful to God? Or do we then also complain and grumble? Do we complain and grumble like the people of Israel in the Old Testament? After God delivered them from the bondage and the slavery of Egypt. As a matter of fact, do we sometimes even forget to thank God? Like the 9 lepers, after Jesus healed them from their leprosy, only one of them came back and he said, thank you, Jesus, for your healing. Yes, are we always thankful to God in everything? Or do we sometimes also complain and grumble to the Lord? And why? Because St. Paul writes in his first letter to the Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In other words, we should give thanks to God. Not only when things are good and it is going our way, but sometimes when things are not that good and are not going our way. It is then that we need to pray even more, as St. Paul says, pray continually, constantly, without ceasing. And to entrust ourselves completely, our body and our soul, in the hands of our Heavenly Father to take care of us. To do what St. Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians that Basil read to you shortly before. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Yes, St. Paul encourages us to do everything to the glory of God. And he says, in anything and everything, whether good or bad, let your requests be made known to God. God wants us to thank Him. And God wants us to ask Him to help us in our time of need, especially when things are not so good, when things are really bad. And I'll be the first to tell you this morning, Ruth and I have gone through some good things in life, but there have been times in our own life where things weren't so good and things were bad. But let me tell you, I never give up. I always continue to pray continually without ceasing. And the Lord at the end of the day, always supplies and provides for our needs. So we thank God today for food and shelter and clothing, don't we? We thank God for our family, our friends, our neighbors. We thank God for our schools and churches and our government. But most of all, we thank God for our great nation, which, by the way, is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. And finally, but not least, we thank God for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. You know, the words that we read in the Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That God the Father was willing to give up his one and only Son to suffer and die on the cross in our place and give us the greatest gift of all at this Thanksgiving, the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus as our Savior. So we have a lot to be thankful today with the words of the psalmist in our text for today. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Yes, we thank God the Father for his goodness and his great and amazing love for us as his dear children. As a thankful people, we say with the psalmist, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. And again, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And why? Because God does answer us. And God does provide for us, as we sang in the hymn of the day today. God, our Maker, does provide for our wants to be supplied. Yes, God does not only want us to ask him, but he also wants us to be thankful to him in anything and everything we need to sustain ourselves in life. To be deeply grateful and thankful to God for his great mercy and love and kindness and goodness and compassion. And to thank him especially today for Jesus as our great and beautiful Savior. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we have come here to his temple, his house of prayer, to thank him as a thankful people. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, come, you thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home. God our Maker does provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, raise the song of harvest home. May God bless you and your family today as you sit around the table and enjoy the food that God provides for us. May God bless you at this Thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.